I think every week's that way. Mm-hmm. We're still learning about ourselves, trying to figure out our identity, what that is. You know, we have to play another tough game in a row. It's going to be a big, important game for us because it's the next game.
Got you. What's it been like for you in the past experience? I guess obviously you got to go to Seattle last year, about being in some of the louder buildings in the NFL when you're a visiting player.
Yeah, it's fun to play in those loud stadiums because you have the challenge of trying to quiet. You know, you can appreciate the tradition that certain places have, and Kansas City is one of those places where, like I said, I thought, you know, the loudest before I went to Seattle. So, you know, it's pretty crazy that what they have going on out there, and it's a challenge for us communication-wise, but you know, if you can execute in places like that, you know, it helps you ultimately in the road.
That deep ball right off the bat against the Redskins. When you watch the film and everything, you had like 3 steps, didn't you?
I mean, it was open. You know, we'll make it happen. Yeah, we'll make it happen.
But I mean, that we all talk. I mean, everybody talks about sending a message and stuff. But that's something that does jump out when people are looking at tape, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You have to respect it. It would have started our season off with the bang, you know, right away. I mean, they tried the same thing, so. It goes both ways, but plays like that change the game. And, you know, we have to make sure that we hit on those more often than not. I know it's not the easiest thing in the world to do because it's a big team effort. It looks like it's easy when, you know, I'm flying down the field or I'm running by a defender, but so much more to it, you know, with the protection and the quarterback having to get the ball off. So, you know, we have our opportunities and everything's right. You know, we just have to make it happen and we will.
You don't think Carson will underthrow it the next time? Maybe he underestimated your speed a little bit.
I mean, it was just yeah. I look at it as one play. Okay. You know, well, yeah, a couple plays, that's it. Because we hit on them so many times. Exact same routes, exact same concepts. And, you know, I think that, again, it was just a missed opportunity there, but it's not something that you're going to shy away from.
Did he say anything like, don't worry about it next time because I'm gonna throw it?
I mean, it's just like anything, you know, yeah. Quarterbacks, you know, sometimes you'll miss a throw, something happened. He slipped on one. You know, and that's not going to happen too often. So, I mean, that's just how it goes. I just know that, you know, I need to have his back when we do get it right and, you know, bail him out if it's not the right situation.
What was Israel Del Toro's message to you guys?
Just never quit, keep fighting, stay strong. It was awesome to have him here. I didn't really know much about him, so for Chris to bring him here and introduce him to us, you know, his message was powerful for us. He's been through a lot of adversity, and he understands the brotherhood and family that exists in the military, so something that we could take some things from him, try to apply it to our locker room and, you know, in our effort and attitude towards things.
How inspiring was it, you know, just given what he's been through, what he's, you know, he talked about being an inspiration for his son. I mean, mm-hmm. how did you take that?
Yeah, I mean, we had a real hero here. You know, people look at athletes oftentimes like people they look up to as heroes, like that's a real hero, you know. So for him to, you know, everything he did was for us. And he doesn't even know us. And that's the way I feel about it. And for him to come share his message and the love he has for his son and the fight he has in him, you know, is something that all of us can take away from him and hopefully it applies to our lives and our team.
Can you relate as a father?
Absolutely. You know, I know the love that, you know, that I feel like everything I do, I know my actions are going to be a reflection on my kids, so I want to try to be the best man that I could be for them. So for him, literally fighting for his life, but for his kids, I mean, I couldn't even imagine that, but he handled it the best way he could, and he turned a negative situation to a positive one for, you know, himself and his family.